with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting the Trump administration is speeding up the process of firing federal workers. White House correspondent Craig Clugston reports.
In its push to shrink the federal workforce, the administration ordered agencies to lay off nearly all probationary employees who had not yet gained civil service protection. Workers on probation generally have less than a year on the job, and the layoff order could potentially affect hundreds of thousands of workers. In addition, employees at some agencies were warned that large workplace cuts would be coming. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Egg prices are already historically high and may go higher.
The main reason eggs are more expensive is the bird flu outbreak. Customer John Flory really likes eggs. He's going to plan B.
I was
going
to make a quiche that I like to make, and it's about six eggs, so I figured I'd do something else.
Bird flu cases often spike in the spring, and egg prices typically spike around Easter because of high holiday demand.
That's correspondent Ed Donahue. Flash flood watches are in effect in Southern California as an atmospheric river descends on the area. National Weather Service meteorologist Carol Smith says if you're in the area, be careful driving.
Anytime there's rain like this, you just want to be careful driving around. You know, take it slow. Visibility is going to be bad. There could be water ponding on the roads, the rocks, the mud on the canyon roads. So just, you know, take it easy on the road.
The Los Angeles area is still recovering from deadly wildfires that destroyed whole areas of Los Angeles and Ventura counties. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 342 points, the Nasdaq rose 295, the S&P advanced 63. This is SRN News. The border czar answers the Pope.
Tom Holman runs the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, and he is not pleased with sharp criticism of President Trump's efforts to deport illegal aliens lodged by Pope Francis. Speaking to reporters this week, Holman asked of the Pope, quote, he's got walls around the Vatican, does he not? But we can't have one. In fact, Vatican City has massive 40-foot high walls that are 1,200 years old. Ironically, they were first built to keep out Muslims. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Sydney, Australia's Bankstown Hospital is examining its patient records after a nurse claimed online to have killed Israelis. Officials say there's no evidence of actual harm to patients. There's been a surge in anti-Semitic activity in Australia over the past 3 months. Several synagogues and other Jewish installations have been attacked in Sydney and Melbourne, where 85% of the country's Jewish population lives. This is SRN News. Another Senate Democrat will not run in next year's midterms.
U.S. Senator Tina Smith of Minnesota says she won't seek re-election, dealing a blow to her fellow Democrats' hopes of retaking the Senate in 2026. Smith made the announcement on a video posted to social media. The 66-year-old says she wants to spend more time with her family after 20 years of work in the public sector. Smith says that she'll use the 2 years left in her term working to represent Minnesota's interest without having to worry about running for re-election.
Correspondent John Scott says that Senator Smith joins Michigan's Gary Peters, who also announced that he will not seek re-election in 2026. Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt says he'll stop a plan pushed by the state's top education official to collect the immigration status of children when they register for public schools. More details at SRNNews.com.